Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the most important keys of life is family. And family itself consists of members. And all the members of the family are extremely important to me and you. One of the members that we've been trying to discuss through the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is the brothers and sisters. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, when they look at a family member, not only do they tell us what must we do towards them, but also their status. How should we view them? How should we look at them? Now, among the brothers, the oldest is an important one, a very important member in the family, the oldest brother. And he is looked at from the perspective of the hadith as someone that is in charge of the family, someone that takes care of everybody. Sometimes you might have three brothers, they could be very close in age, but the one that is like at least a year older and above, he's the one that everyone looks up to him. And therefore, we have a hadith from Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, where he says, the older brother is in the status or in the same position as the father. So when the father is not around, usually the responsibility goes to the bigger brother. And he is the one that becomes in charge of the family. He's the one that looks after his mother, his siblings, and what have you. And sometimes, like I said, the younger brother, he could be young at age, but because he's the oldest in terms of years, then the responsibility falls on him. And sometimes the brothers themselves, the oldest to be more specific, he always takes on that responsibility because he feels that there is no one there except him. So he must do whatever it takes to take care of his brother. So this is in terms of looking at our brothers. Now, at the same time, sometimes we have brothers from our own mothers, meaning they are from my father and my mother. Sometimes I have step-brothers. They could be from one parent, either from the mother or either from the father. The responsibility on us and looking at them, it is exactly the same. It does not change. I can't say, well, he's a brother from another father or brother from another mother, therefore, I'm not going to give him the adequate respect. Islam says no. A beautiful hadith we have from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says the Prophet had a stepsister. And a stepsister, not even from his father or mother or even a stepsister, but from breastfeeding. We have a concept in Islam that, you know, in matters of jurisprudence, in matters of fiqh, that when a child breastfeeds from a certain woman, a stranger woman, and for a number of times, whether it is, you know, consistent or not, so the fuqaha, the jurists, they specify the amount that the child breastfeeds from a stranger woman. Once he does that, this woman, her children, her sons and her daughters, they become his brothers and sisters, as we call them, min al-ridha'a, from breastfeeding. And also certain Islamic laws applies in this regard, where this child no longer can marry these daughters, or the girl no longer can marry the boys from the stranger woman. So they become in the same status as brothers and sisters. This is something that we have to keep in mind. So this lady, this daughter, she was to the Prophet from Ridha'a. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فلون دماغ قصاب داره فلون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فلون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون, این هم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. Now, we were talking about this lady, his sister from breastfeeding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Imam Sadiq, he narrates the story to us. And he says, how beautiful is that? He said, the minute he saw her, he got happy. He was excited to see his sister. Now, we obviously keep in mind, we are talking about the messenger of Allah, Rahmatun lil Alameen, the mercy to mankind, the one and the only, the one that Allah decided to create this whole universe, this whole cosmos for his sake. Imagine, he gets up and he takes his cloak that he was wearing, his abba or milhaf as we call it, and then he puts it on the ground and he brings his sister from breastfeeding. And he let her sit, فَأَجْلَسَهَا عَلَيْهَا. And he says, come sit. So he take his own clothes, and just so his sister doesn't get dirty. Look at the beauty of this. Then he started talking to her, keeping her company. He was smiling. He was laughing. He was trying to make his sister happy. I mean, I'm sure you can like create the scenario in your head, an image of how the Prophet is, being like so down to earth, speaking with his sister and just trying to make her happy and make her feel welcome. ثُمَّ قَامَتْ وَذَهَبَتْ وَجَاءَ أَخُوهَا. And then she got up and she left. Her brother came. فَلَمْ يَصْنَعْ بِهِ مَا صَنَعَ بِهَا. And then he did not do the same with this brother as much as he did with that sister. A messenger of Allah, you've done whatever he done to you to his sister, and he did not do it to him while he's a man, trying to indicate that a man has a superiority in this regard, that the Prophet should respect the man more than the woman. And the Prophet said to them, you guys are just basically ignorant. And he said to them, لِأَنَّهَا كَانَتْ أَبَرُّ بِوَالِدَتِهَا مِنْهُ. The reason that I took care of this sister, because she was much kinder, much nicer to her parents than this boy, this man. So he's saying that when we deal with brothers and sisters, if we have to try to play favorites game, play the favorite game, but based on who is closer to Allah, who is more obedient to Allah, who takes care more of his parents. In that regard, you can have favorites. For example, if I have two brothers and I'm the oldest and I want to bring a gift. So I bring two gifts. One is really nice. One is not less nice. And I give it to one of them. And the other one is like, why him? Why not me? I can simply say, well, first, this guy prays always. He neglects your prayers. Second, this one takes more care of his father and mother, and you don't. So you make him feel that this differentiation between them is based on value. not based on just likes and dislikes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children's screams.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.